$10,321, Mary Jane Boswell and Perry A. Holblog, east of Route 1, north of Beaver Dam Reach, being Lot 16 within the woods at Seaside Phase 1. They're seeking a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
I have to part of the record.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
J. Michael Yoder from Yoder Science Construction, 11709 Green Harris Palm Road, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950.
All right, you both swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you for letting us come and ask for this variance.
No,
I'd like to give a little background. I don't know if the record shows that we've actually begun construction of this porch. When we bought the property, there was a patio in the back, and I've got some pictures that the patio actually went all the way to the fence line. And we were told when we bought it that the 10 feet from the fence back towards the house was community property, but the owner had gotten permission to have the patio there. And you'll see that they actually had a big umbrella placed in that 10 feet area that opened up. So we were aware that there was 10 feet that was community property, but that they had been given permission to use. When we moved in, we removed the umbrella, but put some furniture back there. And I'm sure you know, in the summer, the mosquitoes are awful, and we just really can't use that patio the way it is. Excuse me. So we decided to build a porch, a screened-in porch. You'll see there are some big stairs that go from the house out to the patio. They weren't constructed very well. They're kind of dangerous, and my elderly mother almost fell on them, so we wanted to get rid of that as well. And they go out about 8 feet from the house. So we wanted to build a porch. We hired Mr. Yoder as our contractor, and he will speak to some of the construction. But once we decided to do this, we thought we had done all of the possible due diligence. We went to the management company that helps with our development, has a community homeowners association. So we went to the managing company that helps, and they gave us a lot of information about who we should talk to and what kind of permissions we should get. It turns out we just didn't know the correct question to ask. I attended a board meeting of our community, gave them the entire plans of what we were going to do. We originally were going to put the concrete all the way where the pavers are now, all the way almost to the fence. A board member raised a concern about drainage issues, so we cut that back. Mr. Yoder redesigned how the gutters were going to be so that the drainage would go directly into the ground, and we cut everything back to be within our property, which is from the house out 10 feet. Mm-hmm. We cut the porch back to 9.5 feet. And I guess that's important to know. I didn't start off with that. From our house to our property line is only 10 feet. But we thought we had that 10 feet to go. And then there's another 10 feet to the fence, which is community property. So we went to the community. They approved it and said we could use that 10 feet beyond. And I think you have a letter from the board president, Mr.
Yes,
Jash, reiterating that approval. And next, Mr. Yoder actually came here to get the building permit, and he can speak more to what happened there. But during the community meeting, again, the word variance never came up, and I didn't know to ask, and it wasn't discussed. Mr. Yoder came in, and he did get a building permit. I don't believe, and he can say this as well, that a variance was discussed at all. So he, in very good faith, began construction. We ripped up pavers. We poured concrete. He outlined the porch, got the roof almost done. I think there was just a little crest at the top, and I believe a neighbor complained that we were not within, we had not gotten a variance. So he shut down work, ceased work immediately, and here we are.
Are you aware that, I heard you say about you felt, I don't want you, so just educate you a little bit. Okay, you could have gotten away with putting that brick all over your property, all around, as long as it wasn't 6 inches high.
Well, I know that now. I learned that now.
Okay. Did anyone tell you that, that you were allowed to do that? And that's the reason you felt you were safe, is that right? Because the patio was there or the bricks were there?
Well, no, I actually thought we were safe because we had from our house 10 feet out.
No, right.
And we were just building within that 10 feet.
Okay.
But I knew we had to get permission from the community. There's that other 10 feet behind that.
Right.
Just to make sure that, well, to get the building approved. I don't think we're allowed to do anything in the development without getting community permission. And in our discussions, they said, well, you can put that patio all the way out. You know, that's okay with us, but, you know, some other board may come and tell you to rip it up, et cetera, et cetera. So we tried to be very cautious and move it back to within our property. And that's kind of what happened. We certainly weren't trying to circumvent the Delaware state and county regulations on building. We just had never discussed the variance. If I could just briefly, you all know the standard that's used for this, and I think we meet almost all the requirements. The way our house is set, we're not set back any further than any other house in the development. It just allows for only 10 feet from the house, which means we could never build anything without getting a variance because there's a 10-foot setback. So that would take us right to the house. The house was not set back further. We didn't create this problem the physical circumstances. It's just the way that's the lot, that's the size of the lot. And we had to have the setback from the road on the other side. I think the most important thing is that the building of the porch is not going to alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Mr. Yoder can speak to this, and he has some photographs that show that the roof line flows from the house into the porch. It doesn't look any different. It looks like it was part of the original building. It's in the back of the house. You can't see it from the street. I don't think you can really see it from our neighbors unless they go outside, and the mosquitoes are too bad. They probably don't want to go out there and look. We also have letters from our immediate neighbors to the right and the left and across the street. They don't oppose it. I think you have copies of all of those. If you don't, I have copies. We also have a letter from a neighbor three doors down, and they're actually here tonight as well. They have a house similar to ours and were given a variance to build a deck on the back of their house. It's kind of similar. And there have been, I believe, 5 variances in our neighborhood for the buildings of porches and such. So it's within the precedent. I think that's all I have to say. Thank you. And I'll let Mr. Yoder speak.
I guess from my standpoint, where the confusion came in, and that was in my conversations with the head of the Homeowners Association. And you'll see by his letter there, you know, he states that there's no issue with it, and he doesn't, apparently from that letter, does not understand setbacks. My conversation with him, my understanding from him was that the property line was actually at the fence, which is 20 feet away from their house. So honoring that 10-foot setback from the fence to the porch, we would still have a half a foot left. And so basically we built it in good faith that the property went back all the way to the fence. That was my understanding of things. I looked next door. They had a porch that was there, which I now realize they had to obtain a variance in order to get that. And then their patio was there. And so basically even though it's Homeowners Association property, which I did not realize at the time, the homeowner's responsible for maintaining it. So it appears, and you can see from those pictures, it appears that is homeowner property. So that was my understanding. I didn't understand that there was actually that the Homeowners Association even owned any in the back of the property.
Well, didn't they, in his letter, he had said to you that your you've maintained the 10-foot landscape buffer setback.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not telling you that you can build into the owner's setback. He's
no,
saying
no.
All you did was...
No,
And the permit tells you you have to keep from the property line 10 feet.
Well, he wrote that letter. He wrote that letter when we became aware that there was an issue.
This is after the fact.
He wrote the letter and said, came out and looked at it and said, you know, there's no issue here. In fact, he was upset that there was even an issue. And then I came to the county and got a site survey.
So that's
and when I obtained a copy of the site survey, I could just showed me then that the homeowners association actually owned the back 10 feet. Once I saw that, then I went back to him, kind of explained, you know, what had happened, and he was upset. He said, "No, you can build it." And I said, you know, apparently you don't understand, you know, this aspect of things that
right.
that it actually has to be. I mean, because I understand you have to be 10 foot from you have to have the 10 foot rear setback. Where my confusion came in was where the property line was. My information from him, my understanding from him was that the property line was the fence. So I went 10 feet off the fence, which meant I just still had 10 feet that we could build. And in fact, even going to the board for approval, they told us, because originally, I guess I wasn't involved as much with the initial part of it, and they had requested a 12-foot porch to be on there. Well, the board came back and said, no, you can't do a 12-foot porch. You can do a 10. So the board basically made the change from a 12 to a 10. They said, you need to do this in order to be in compliance, which, if you look at his letter, he thinks that we are in compliance, which, so my intent then is to show him, you know, now that I'm know how this property is laid out down there, my intent is to go to him and take this survey and show him how it is and what's required, so if any more approvals come up, he knows that he needs to tell the homeowners, hey, you need to go get a variance before this is approved, you know, because we got approved from the homeowner association. I came and I got a permit, and you know, we started to build. So we were not aware of this until Mr. Pettyjohn called up and said, I think there might be an issue. And I said, you know, which totally caught me off guard, because I said, you know, I feel like we've done everything we know to do to, you know, make sure that we are in compliance. I mean, that's, I think our record would indicate that, you know, we've never been to a variance hearing before. We've always tried to be in compliance with the rules and regulations of the county.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? That's three.
Mr. Chairman, I have one.
Three here.
Two, three in favor, and it is based on the fact that there are variances. And this one person, I believe, lives next door to you or down the street, said that they got a variance for their setback into the 10-foot setback also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I have 14 names that say that by granting the variance, it would leave only a 10-foot buffer between two property lines and would set a precedence. I think that...
Okay. And do we have a spokesman for the group? Okay, do you want to come up, sir, and be sworn? You can sit down right up front here if you would like, please, until they're done.
Name and address.
My name is Robert Dunbar, 150 Beachfield Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
14 letters, yeah. Yeah, 14 signatures.
14 signatures?
Right.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
My name is Robert Dunbar. I would like to submit these documents to Mr. Rickard.
Okay.
We're opposing the variance request for the following reason. The applicant did not follow the proper variance procedure prior to building. The county did not notify homeowners in Beachfield until I called on 12-208. We did not receive notice until 12-308. Homeowners in the woods at Seaside, where this property exists, were notified on November the 10th, 2008. The president of Seaside Homeowners Association stated that he verified the construction of the screened-in porch in the patio at the location in question. The permit was for a screened-in porch, and the plans show that the door to the porch opened in the buffer area. The plan also indicates a patio into the buffer area. The president also stated that the 10-foot buffer was maintained. The 10-foot buffer is not maintained, as the photos will show. Mr. Zuko of 15 Beaver Dam Reach states that he received a variance for his deck in 2003. He states that the design plan for the porch on 21 Beaver Dam is similar to his deck, except that it has a roof where his deck does not. The request for 21 Beaver Dam Reach is in addition to the current roof and is a much more complex than his low deck without a railing. And the photos there will indicate that also. The statement that the Morris has made that the approval would add positive value to the property in question is correct. It would decrease the value of the property in Beachfield in the backside because of close proximity to us. The Quins at 13 Beaver Dam Reach are more than 200 feet from the property line of 21 Beaver Dam Reach. The Quins at 19 Beaver Dam Reach have a deck with a roof on it that is in the 10-foot setback area. And this is the one that you talked about previously, that they had a variance. Okay, they had requested a variance in 2002, and it was denied on August the 19th in 2002. But they still have the property still there. By granting this variance, it would change the essential character of the neighborhood substantially. And the photos will indicate that. No other property in this neighborhood has received such a substantial variance. A variance would be detrimental to the public welfare of the neighbors. This structure would be less than 10 feet from the 6-foot fence in the buffer area that separates the homeowners of Beachfield from the woods at Seaside. There are structures that are currently less than 1 foot from the fence, thus creating a very dangerous situation in the event of a fire. In those photos, you'll notice that there's burning containers there that are up against the fence, and that is a very dangerous situation in itself. Any hardship that has or may be created has been created by the applicant. Approval of this variance would have a negative long-term effect on the entire neighborhood of Beachfield and the woods at Seaside, because again, the neighborhood in Seaside, they don't have such an elaborate addition to the back of their home. The structure at 21 Beaver Dam would affect a reasonable passage of light and air to the surrounding properties. And that's, I think I pretty well covered everything.
Okay. Any questions for members of the board?
Kind of burning, you talking about grills and stuff or?
No, like the pots that the pottery.
Oh, okay.
Fireplaces, yeah, and things like okay. that. You put things in, and that's in the area that you're talking about, the 10 feet between their property, and Beachfield, is actually a buffer, and it's not to be used for personal use. I don't think anybody objects to them putting trees, shrubberies, mowing the lawn, but I think there is a problem when they start putting patio loves on there and using it and having fires up against it. I mean, it's not part of their property. It's a buffer between us.
Are you complaining because it's so big? I mean, it's the height of it and everything?
The height and how far back it is. It goes back further and higher than anything else that's down through there,
yeah.
including the place that does not have, that had requested a variance and it was denied, and they still did it.
To the homeowners that was denied?
The homeowner was denied next to them. but they still did what they did.
Okay. I have, for the board and for your information also, if you see the parcels are like 10229, and this is parcel 10222, right?
Right.
Okay. We have a variance of rear yard variance on 10237. That was a rear yard variance, and that was back in
1000 what?
10327. Then we have 1,219.
Excuse me, I didn't hear that number again.
I'm sorry, 1,237. Okay, and then we have a variance for 1,219. That's also a rear variance.
1,219, that's correct, and I said that.
Okay, then we have, let's see, a rear variance, or one, I gave you that one, 1,247, a rear yard variance.
Mm-hmm.
1,255, a rear yard variance.
Mm-hmm.
1,283 is a side yard.
Mm-hmm.
1,313 is a rear yard. So there has been a lot of rear yards in that development.
There are no variances within the 200 feet of their property.
And
I'm talking about in the immediate area where we are, and all those homes down through there have not received variances. The people that are directly behind me, they put on a porch, and they were very particular on not going back into the setback, so it wouldn't change the neighborhood going up through there. And you can see the pictures from those areas that's very open through there. And what that's doing is it's closing up everything behind their property.
It appears from the photo that we got, didn't I see where two or three doors, houses down, there's an equal encroachment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm not addressing you.
And it also appears that the pavers encroach the buffer?
No.
They just go to the property line?
They go to the
okay.
property. That is incorrect.
That's not what I see.
I thought I saw that the fence went beyond the property line to the fence, which would be into the buffer.
Which papers are that? Which ones are they showing?
That is correct.
So they're encroaching the buffer.
They have the buffer completely covered.
How far is the fence from the property line?
The fence is 4 inches from the line toward their house. Anything between their fence and their setback is approximately 9 feet and 7 or 8 inches, and they have it completely paved.
How far is the buffer starts at the fence and goes towards their property?
The buffer would start on the back side of the fence, about 4 inches back.
Okay.
So it appears these pavers go within 2 feet of the fence, which means it would be at least 5, if not more feet.
What are you looking at, John?
That's correct.
How about the survey? You got the survey in front of you?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I took the picture this morning.
You have the survey. Where did you see that the buffer line was? What do you understand?
My understanding now is that this is the property line. This is the buffer runs that back 10 feet. The fence is actually 4 inches right on that side of the fence.
This is the buffer line going back that way, is that right?
And
this
no,
is
the property
line. This is the property line.
The property line is right there, yes.
Right.
Between those two lines is the buffer.
The fence is in the buffer?
Yes.
And it's 4 inches
inside the buffer.
From the opposing
this is the
line.
That's correct.
Right, okay. So the fence is 9 feet. 8 inches from their property line.
Approximately.
Okay.
And we all know that the fence can be in the buffer.
The pavers are approximately a couple feet from the fence, therefore the pavers would be into the buffer.
If you look at the concrete that's already poured there, you'll see that approximately 6 inches beyond that concrete is where the buffer starts.
Right.
So anything about approximately six inches, because you requested 9 feet.
The concrete's allowed, but the pavers aren't.
Right. But you can see that there, John. It'll show you.
The other thing is the design of the porch, opening of the door opens into the buffer. So going in and out of the porch, you'll see that the door swings open, and I'd say it's probably a 42-inch door or something like that, that goes into the buffer.
Do people walk the buffer?
Do they walk the buffer? No, they don't walk the buffer. I think that in that development, that was going to be one of the things that was going to be used for the development, but people have encroached into the buffer, and the buffer is there for a reason.
But other people have encroached into the buffer, though.
They have beyond there, but, you know, again, the people that have signed those petitions and submitted them to you are all within the 200 feet of this piece of property. You know, for me or somebody else to be policing their whole development, I don't, you know, knows I really want to do that. I'm probably in enough hot water.
Because what I state to you, I have to go by which side, at Seaside. I don't really know where, when I quote those places, it's not within the 200 foot. I'm quoting where the variances have been granted in that.
I understand that. Okay. I understand that. But I also know when they sent out the notices to notify people within the, that it's a courtesy, and I was told that you don't have to do that, and I understand that you're saying that they don't have to do that, but it doesn't seem right to me that you would notify people that are across the street that doesn't have any effect on their property in the woods at Seaside, but we wouldn't be notified on the backside of it that it does affect our property.
And that is within 200 feet.
Yes.
It's within 10 feet.
Right.
Right.
You know, it's...
So they didn't get one. It's just within 200 feet of the front property line.
Okay. You put where the parcel is, and you go around 200 feet, just like that.
That's radius. Correct. But they didn't.
But the people behind them weren't notified, is what he's suggesting. Directly behind
the people that are affected.
At any rate,
in Beachfield, you mean?
I mean, I have.
Let me see here.
This is the one that was completed on 12/2/08 by Mr. Pettyjohn. When I requested that, then he.
Oh, good. Okay, that's what I was going to look at. That's exactly.
But the people in Seaside, the first petition to go out, or the first notice to go out, was on 11/10/08. And it was only the people in Seaside. And like I say, it doesn't really affect the people as much in Seaside as it does the people on the backside because they're moving back.
Was the property posted?
It was posted for probably, I can't tell you really how long it was posted for. I found out about it later. The sign had been torn down. Somebody suggested that the weather did it or the rain did it, but it was quite obvious what happened to it, that it was ripped aside and this side, and it was stuck in the bottom of the mailbox, and on the front of it, where they put your clear tape on the front or whatever you put on the front that doesn't come off, that was ripped off of it, and there was no evidence of, you couldn't tell anything that was on it anymore, but I had seen it a couple days before.
Well, one thing's for sure, those signs aren't weatherproof. So I've seen a lot of them that don't
stand. I understand that.
So you'd be in favor of her tearing it down?
Yes.
Good question for the applicant.
Okay. Are we all done?
Yeah.
Finished, sir.
Thank you.
Now we have the applicant for one quick rebuttal.
Where's the access door to this addition?
It's not currently installed. It could actually, if necessary, it could come out the side, because we stopped. We stopped without the screen porch being installed, so that would be no problem to bring it out the side. It would just be a matter of changing that up. And I will add, from what they see, you're the third owners of the property.
Second.
when they bought the property, those pavers were back there. That wasn't something that they've installed since they've been there.
And they were given permission from the... Can I address...
One of the reasons for setbacks is to be able to maintain the structure and still be on the property.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going to happen? How are you going to put screen on without being... not being on the property line?
Well, in that letter, it appears to me that we've been granted permission by the... Or at least maybe suggested, or something that could be obtained would be, and I believe would be have no issue being granted, is to obtain that from the president of the Homeowners Association with the Seaside, because he has no issue with the porch being there, and it's as it's been proposed. I mean, obviously it was approved.
So the Homeowner Association did approve that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
In fact, like we were going to make the patio much larger. We were going to make the patio originally where all the pavers were, and they approved that as well. We cut that back.
I think it's such an issue. I think I'll read it into the record, okay? This is from Seaside Homeowners Association, Inc., to whom it may concern. This is to verify that the construction of the screen porch and the patio of 21 Beaver Dam Reach Woods at Seaside was approved by the Board of Directors of the Seaside Homeowners Association at its meeting on September 13, 2008. Complete plan and specifications for the project were submitted, discussed with the homeowner who attended and approved at that meeting. I met with the contractor at site on November 5, 2008. We measured the site, and I can verify that construction extends 9 feet 6 inches from the house, which is totally on the homeowner's land. Also, the 10-foot landscape buffer setback as outlined on the development site plan has been maintained. The construction itself totally complies with the plan submitted to and approved by the board. I would happy to supply any other documentation or information that may be required to ensure this project progresses. That's James J. What's his J?
Cash.
How do you pronounce
Cash.
It? Josh.
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 Josh. President.
Can I address one issue that came up? The structures that he's talking about the burning, they were placed back there so the construction could go on. We don't use those near the fence. They're always in the middle of our property. Anything like that, we keep away from the fence. They were just there so that we could do construction. That fence is taller than I am. I can't see my neighbors on the other side. And I think you can see that the roof of the porch is lower than the rest of the house.
And
see it.
And I want to add too, the gentleman had mentioned that there would be an issue with air being able to move. Well, it's a screen porch, air is able to move right on through that, so it's not a solid wall that would block the movement of air in there.
And as you can see in the drawings, there's a lot of space. I mean, there's still the 10 feet.
I'd like to ask a question on Homeowner Association. When you put in for that, do the rest of the people in your neighborhood know that you're going to build a porch? They notified on that?
No, it was in the meetings, however, immediately afterwards that it was approved.
So the meeting, so everybody knows that at that
they're
meeting.
They're sent by email to everyone, I believe, or mail if you don't have email. So
by
everybody
mail.
Received notice that
okay.
We've been approved.
Okay.
I'd
ask him
next. All right.
One more question.
Yeah. It's all for you, ma'am. Okay. I'll take one more question, that bit, sir. Going on here.
As far as the air circulating through there and being a screen porch, it's the roof also takes up a substantial amount of room. Also, it does block the sunlight from being in that area. Also, the association there has an architectural committee, and from what I understand, the architectural committee reviews these plans and tells the property owner specifically about the buffer and that they do not have the authority to let anybody use the buffer. That's not the association's. They don't have the authority to do that. That's
something in writing up to that effect?
He's absolutely correct. They cannot.
Right.
Okay.
That is with Fred Dyer and Gary McCray, that's what was agreed with Sussex County before they put the develop in there, that buffer would be in there and it would be maintained.
Okay.
Sir, the buffers are for.
Thank you.
Sir, were you notified on that, on our meeting?
No, sir.
Who, the homeowners, you were not notified?
No, sir. And I don't believe the homeowner, in their developments were notified. We weren't notified in our development of any building there. This has been a learning process for me, so I know that if anybody's going to be doing any building in my neighborhood or our development's neighborhood, that I have to go on, and I'm glad that we have the website that I can go online and see what's going on over here.
Well, that's not her responsibility to get that out, though.
Oh, I understand that. But, you know, how do we know?
Well, actually, the applicant that provides addresses, or not, it's a county that provides addresses to the applicant to send out adjacent property owners?
The county does that.
The county does that.
The county does all that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
I'm just making a suggestion. It may be a good situation where a person's putting in for the variance. Whoever takes the variance isn't the one that makes up the list.
Well, that's what I was asking.
You know, and I can tell you right now that the people that are here that have waited on me and helped me are very good employees. But I think that puts them in a bad situation, where a person takes a variance application and it only gets to certain people that, you know, somebody may perceive it as being something different than that by not notifying other people within the 200 feet.
Well, we have it, all the information to provide, you know, to send out.
I know you
within 200 feet. I don't understand why you weren't notified.
Right. Yeah, as I said, they're trained that when they take the application, they take and they go around with that parcel, and they go around with 200 feet within that, and then they take and go.
But they didn't.
No, well, I'm not saying they did or didn't. We don't argue that. We'll be all night. I'm just saying that most time they do, though. So I'm sure that they did have done it before.
I'll say 99.9.
Yeah, but that's okay. So you're objection because you weren't notified about the whole ordeal, really?
Basically
your thing because you weren't notified.
Oh, basically that and their building.
But I mean, that's what I've been hearing you say.
I mean,
it's good spending time with the advertising. The guy's here. I mean, he found out about it.
I don't have a problem with not being, I'm not mad and jumping up and down over that.
That's what I'm trying to move on.
I know. And I probably would be if I didn't find out in time. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen.
Hearing no other opposition.
I'll make a motion to table case number 10,321.
Look at our next trigger meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. It's on 112. Do you have a second to that motion?
What, next meeting? January 5th?
Table turn next. To be January the
5th.
12th.
Right? 5th.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Mills that we table case number 10,321 until our next regular meeting, which will be on January the 5th, 09. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Table it and table it also.
Case number.